one benefit lazy people tend to abuse over and over again is comfort. My name is Simon Disiuchi, and you're welcome to the Productivity Hub. Today we are beginning a series, and it's titled Journey to Greatness. And on this episode, we're going to be looking at the confinement of my comfort zone. Now, the truth is, a lot of times we want to go further, but then it looks like we don't have the available resource to do that. So some people sink back into themselves. They sink back into the place of doubt, okay? And that can be an issue. For everyone who wants to achieve greatness, you must understand that you have to follow the willingness of your mind and not the limitation of your body or the resources you have around you. Now, the mind and the body are always at war, because the mind always wants to do more. The mind knows it can achieve more. Okay, the mind sees an opportunity and wants to explore. Now, but the body looks at the limitation around it and feels like, no, we can't do this, we can't try this. So the mind and the body are constantly at war. The mind has the willingness to do more, to be more, okay, but it's locked up inside the body. Then the body that has the capacity to move around for mobility, the body always wants to take a rest, but still it's been controlled by the mind. So that's why I say these two entities are always at war. But it is in your own power to decide who to follow, which to follow. You can decide to go with the mind and decide to go with the body. Now, those who end up being nothing, those who end up achieving less in life, are those who are confined to what their body tells them. They are being controlled by their body. They look at the limitations they have and they feel, I think this with what I have, I don't think I can go any further. Okay, they're the ones who come up with a story stories like, I don't have a good education, that's why I am this broke. I'm deformed, that's why I can't achieve this. Okay, I'm partially blind, so I can't see much. Okay, I'm deaf, so there's not much I can do in life. Now, these people have failed to channel their energies to the opportunities that their minds are offering them. We have a lot of people who are crippled today, who are doing wonderful works. We have a lot of people who are poor sighted. We have people who are deaf, who are dumb. We have people who have no education, zero education, but are world billionaires today. Okay. Now, if these people had looked at their current situation, looked at the limitations in their bodies, looked at the limitations in their environment, they would not have attained the much that they did. We have a lot of people who are sinking deep into their comfort zone. They feel that is the best they can be. So I don't want to stress myself, since I know I won't do much. Let me just stay where I am. The body is telling you that it can't do an extra step. And so it is not trying to align with the mind. In fact, it begins to turn the mind against itself. If you want to achieve greatness, if you want to be a person of influence, if you want to achieve success, then you must learn to go with what the mind offers you. Because the body is not taking you anywhere. The body is always looking for rest. The body is always looking for comfort. The body is always looking for time off, time out. Okay, the body always wants to be in a place where it doesn't have to do a lot of work. So if you must achieve greatness, like I said, you must be able to move out of your comfort zone. But I'm not asking you to leave your strength zone. So let me explain a few things. Now, we have the comfort zone and we have the strength zone. Your comfort zone is that place you feel comfortable. It's that place that things are very easy for you to do. It's that place where you don't have to think so far to achieve anything. That is your comfort zone. Then we have your strength zone. Your strength zone is a place where you push yourself to the limits. It's a place where you strive to do more. It's a place where you are putting an extra effort. It's a place where we are taking an extra step to achieve stuff, to achieve greatness, to achieve anything you want to achieve. Is a place where you are working hard to push for your dreams. Now, if you remain in your comfort zone, I tell you, then you're going to stay limited. Only those who move out of their comfort zone are those who become high achievers, are those who become people of influence in life. You cannot be searching for greatness and then sit in your comfort zone. It doesn't work that way. Your comfort zone will always keep you average. Your comfort zone will not allow you to tap into your full potentials. Your comfort zone will not allow you to explore your gifts, explore your skills. Your comfort zone will not give you room to acquire more knowledge, acquire more. Your comfort zone will not make you realize how much hidden treasures you have inside of you. It keeps you average. Your comfort zone makes you an easy target. So somebody you're on the same path, you're on the same starting lineup with your peers. If you're a person who is in his or her comfort zone, you're going to be so easy to beat. So you're not going to be like a competition. You're not a competition to anybody. People see you and like, it's so easy to beat up this one. You are such an easy target. Okay, you don't have much that you can offer. So people don't even see you as a challenge. People see you as a walkover. Why? Because you are in your comfort zone. Only those who have decided to move out of their comfort zones into their strength zone are those who people look up to. In fact, when you see somebody who is functioning in his strength zone, you always feel that you are second best, because you look, it looks as though that person is impossible to beat. Your comfort zone would always make you appreciate rest over hard work. We have people like that. With those ones, we call them the lazy set of people. It's not as if they don't have enough to start, they don't have enough to push, they don't have enough to push, to be more. But they just want to find a place to rest. They always look out for rest. They always look out for times out. They always want to have fun with their life. They don't want to work hard. They don't want to do more. Do you understand? So they always want to be at a particular place. They don't want to explore. They don't want to stress. They feel that stress, you see people give the complaint that stress is not good for me. I don't like, I just do the little I can do and I just rest. I cannot kill myself. Come on, that is the perception of a lazy person. I'm not saying do beyond what your strength can carry. That's why I talked about your strength zone. But you cannot achieve much if you are in your comfort zone, if you are confined to your comfort zone. Your comfort zone will always keep you at the receiving end rather than a place or in a position to give. You're always asking for. You're always asking for. You're always seeking from people who have gone further than you. You're always demanding, but you're not offering. Why? Because you are in your comfort zone. People don't see you as a source. People see you as a liability. And that's why you'll be at a place where everybody, you're always seeking for help from left, from right, from center, everywhere, from the north, from the east, south, and west. But if you are a person who is pushing, who is functioning in his or her strength zone, you'll always be at the position of giving. Now, it doesn't mean that sometimes you will not need from people. No. But then your mindset is built that I think I have something to offer the world. I have something that I can give to people. I can be a source of people's development. I can be a source of people's wealth. I can be a source of people's growth. I can be a source of people's to people's productivity. That is the mindset of somebody who is working in his strength zone. If you want to achieve anything, you need to break out of the confinement of your comfort zone. You don't have achievers in the comfort zone. We don't have world shakers in the comfort zone. We don't have people who can make decisions that can transform our world in the comfort zone. See, so I always tell people, first you must learn to differentiate. To what extent can my body go? To what extent can my mind go? What is my comfort zone? What is my strength zone? It all boils down to self-discovery, being able to discover who you are. And you cannot discover who you are if you don't explore your gifts, if you don't explore your personality, if you don't reach out, if you don't try things, if you don't work hard, if you don't see the possibilities that your mind is opening you to. Remember, we're talking about the confinement of the comfort zone. If you must achieve anything in life, you must move out of that zone. To you, it looks comfortable, but then it's a kind of comfort that can kill your destiny. It's a kind of comfort that can cut short the many blessings, the many virtues, the many opportunities that you have. So for every one of you listening to my voice right now, if you are just there, being average, living a basic routine life, then I tell you, you will remain there. You will not be seen, you will not be heard, your voice will not command respect. Now, I'm not saying you should do it for the ego or for the reputation. I'm saying do it because we have people, because you have something to possess inside of you that the world needs to see. Unto every man God gave grace according to the measure of his gifts. You are gifted. Explore that gift. But your gift cannot be explored if you are in your comfort zone. Your gifts, your talents cannot be pruned if you are in your comfort zone. Your voice cannot be heard if you are in your comfort zone. Your light cannot shine if you are in your comfort zone. You need to take the extra effort. You need to take the extra, move the extra mile. So, for every one of you, I think that we need to learn to step up our game. Learn to step up. Okay, the advancement of our world today means that there's an increased demand for more, for creativity. Every day we need new geniuses who are going to transform our world with ideas, with innovations. So if you are still in your comfort zone, I tell you, very soon that place is going to be so small it will choke you to death. The only way you can expand, the only way you can be liberated is if you move out of that comfort zone and move into a freeway where you have an express opportunity to explore, to do more. Okay, so inside every one of us is a fighter. Inside every one of us is a warrior. So no matter how the body tells you, I can't go the next step, if the mind tells you can attempt it, make an attempt, try. The reason why most of us are still where we are is not just because our bodies cannot take up, but because we have even decided not to try. We're not even making an effort. So yes, of course, you don't have an education, you don't have a degree. So what? Greatness is not tied to a degree. We have people who are professors today but are still worthless. We have people who have master's degrees today. We have people who have wonderful professional certificates, but they are nowhere. Then we have people who don't even have an education but are making world decisions today. They are controlling the world. They are controlling institutions. They are controlling places. Now, when you feel that your limitation is based on the deformation of your body, remember that we have people who are blind, who are making waves. You have people who are deaf, who are dumb, but then they are making a mark in our world today. So nobody is excusable. You have no excuse. No matter where you were born, no matter where you live, no matter where you are from, no matter what you have, it is not a limitation. It is not a reason why you must remain small. People would, in worse situations, have come out strong. Then you have no excuse. All you've got to do is try. So guys, we'll drop you here for today, and I hope that this has been able to impact you and make you see why you need to do more. Okay, I hope it has been able to make you see why you need to push for more. Until you are able to differentiate between your comfort zone and your strength zone, you can't know how much work you have done. If you remain in your comfort zone, you would not know that you've not even started life. You know, the one thing the comfort zone does, it makes you feel like you're the boss. It makes you feel like, yes, I think I'm fulfilled. It makes you feel comfortable where you are. And the moment you are comfortable where you are, it means that you have killed productivity. You have killed your sense of productivity and creativity. It kills it. Because anybody who wants to be productive, you know that productivity is a process. It doesn't have a finished line. Until you take your last breath, there's still room for more. Until you take your last breath, then there's still more you can achieve, no matter how old you are. So it's not too late to begin. It's not too late to start. It's not too late to achieve what you want to achieve. It all boils down to your decision. It all boils down to you deciding to move out of your comfort zone. Thank you so much for listening, and anticipate the episode 2 on the journey to greatness, okay? And I really hope that you can start this journey and not look back. Really hope that you can start this journey and kick off on your path to greatness. My name is Simon Ezewuchie once again, and make sure you like, make sure you share, make sure you drop a comment. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to know where I can help you. If you have questions on what I've said to you today, please drop a question. You can send me a private message, or you can drop it in the comment box, right? But just make sure you say something and keep sharing this post, because more people need to hear this. Okay, don't be stingy about it. It's free, so you don't have to bother about paying and all of that. So help us share this here. Let us reach a wider audience. That way you are making impact. That way you're moving out of your comfort zone to reach out to somebody who is in need. Thank you once again, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.